Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. The Secretary General of the United Nations commissioned a world-class group of biophysicists to contribute a background report for the forthcoming UN Global Sustainable Development Report. To paraphrase what the scientists told the UN, brace for impact. A longer version of what they said is that the modern world is besieged by myriad existential problems, all of which share two characteristics. Their root cause is our mishandling of fossil fuels, and they cannot be solved by the world's existing economic and political institutions. Cannot be solved. These ideas will not be new or strange to denizens of the Daily Impact, but it is new to see them expressed in such uncompromising terms by so lofty a scientific group. The scope and the implications of these two basic assumptions are nothing short of breathtaking, whether or not they are new to you. First, that every advance of humankind in the last three centuries has been the result of basically one thing: our finding and using cheap fossil fuels. And second, virtually every problem that threatens our existence now is a result of the very same thing: our misusing and running out of cheap fossil fuels. It was not our intelligence or creativity or superior character that brought on the age of wretched excesses. It was simply the fact that we tripped over chunks of coal and accidentally set alight puddles of oil. We acted precisely like children who discover a bag of candy. We gorged on the delights of fossil fuels until we became deathly ill. For 2.5 centuries, we burned coal and oil with abandon, enjoying their blessings while the air darkened, the rivers ran foul, the soil sickened, and the planet began to warm. How can we be running out of cheap fossil fuels when America is proclaimed to be in the middle of a new oil revolution? Well, the key word is cheap. What matters is not just how much energy you find in the form of oil or gas or whatever, but how much energy it took you to find it and extract it. Once upon a time, a conventional oil well would deliver hundreds and hundreds of units of energy for every unit it took to drill the well. Most of that oil is gone. Fracked oil and gas, tar sands oil, deep water wells all require almost as much energy to extract the energy as they eventually yield. More and more of the world's financial resources are being consumed to satisfy the world's appetite for energy resources. The consequences for the world's economies are all malign. Just as fundamental and just as strongly stated in the scientists' report to the UN is the realization that all of what we tend to regard as geopolitics, wars and conflicts in the Middle East, in Africa, Central and South America, migrations of desperate people into Europe, Brazil, Costa Rica, the United States, rising unrest in the countries of all these regions, have a single common root cause: the implacable creep of climate change, triggered by the burning of all those fossil fuels, whose delights are now harder and harder to discern through the thickening haze of soot and smoke and dust in the air and the rising seawater in the fields and streets. For all the report's exhaustive detail and unflinching analysis, it refuses to kick the hopium habit and pretends that we could still avoid the consequences of our centuries of self-indulgence and maintain our lifestyles, more or less as we have become accustomed to them. All it would take, these world-class scientists suggest, is massive investments to counter climate change stimulate economies, sustain populations and reduce inequality, and iron regulations to control consumption and carbon emissions. After all those things have been accomplished, when pigs are flying everywhere and hell has thoroughly frozen over, we'll be fine. Notwithstanding the hopium, these scientists have done a great service by assessing the circumstances of our world bluntly, simply, and authoritatively. In layman's terms, we're screwed. Brace for impact.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.